We are up to Simen Reish Nun Aleph Sif Beis. We learned the halacha that one is not to do malacha after mincha on Erev Shabbos. There was a machlokas if it's mincha gdol or mincha ktana, half hour after chatzos or 2.5 hours before shkia. Lemaisa, 3.5 hours before shkia, that's 9.5. Two and a half hours before shkia. Lemaisa, the Mishtabura says that if someone wants to be somach on mincha ktana, that is mutter. And now we're defining what kind of work. Says the Mechaber, L'takein begodov v'kelov l'tzorech Shabbos mutter kol hayom. To go and fix your clothing and objects in honor of Shabbos is mutter the entire day. And the Mishtabura comes out that you can actually sew a new article of clothing l'kovet Shabbos. That is mutter also. So l'kovet Shabbos, these things are mutter. Even though l'moshla and chol hamoed, you can't just go sewing l'kovet yantif. On Erev Shabbos, that is more kal. Chazal said that work for Shabbos is mutter. Says the Ramah, Hagav, hu adin bigdei chaveru umalutzarach Shabbos, ve'eno noto lavschar. You're allowed to go and sew someone else's clothing l'kovet Shabbos, or fix them, alterations, but you cannot take money for it. If you take money for it, it is no longer kovet Shabbos, it is now considered work. And because you're getting paid for it, it's kavua. So that's not going to be mutter. V'adin l'misha kosev svarim la'atzmo derech limudo. As you're learning, you're also allowed to write, and that's not an iser. Says the Ramah, but again, avol osur lichtov l'chaveru b'schar. If you are someone else's typist, for example, and you're taking money for it, that's going to be osur. Now the Mishtabura speaks out that anything that's mutter on chol hamoed is certainly mutter on Erev Shabbos. So l'mashal, someone who is poor and without working through Erev Shabbos will not have what to eat. He's certainly allowed to work on Erev Shabbos even after mincha. Also, what happens if someone has customers and if he does not serve them, he's afraid that he's going to lose them? That may be considered dover avud, which is mutter on chol hamoed, and therefore would be mutter now also. The Mishnah Brewer says you can certainly be somach there on the Shitas Ri that we don't paskin like, that if you started beforehand, you don't have to stop. So in a case where you think you're going to lose customers, the halacha would be that you don't go starting then, but if you were working already, you can continue. With regard to writing svarim, how about a sofer? The halacha is he should not be writing tefillin mezuzahs that he's getting paid for unless someone needs a mezuzah for Shabbos, in which case it would be mutter. Further, umistaprim kol hayom, afilu misapar yisrael. You're allowed to take a haircut the entire day, even from a Jewish barber. So this Jewish barber is obviously taking money for it. So there's a kasha. We learned that if you're sewing someone else's clothing, l'kovet Shabbos, if you take money for it, it's called malacha and it's aser. And over here, we're saying that if the barber is allowed to give a haircut and take money for it. So the poskim say that with clothing, it's not nikur that it's l'kovet Shabbos. Whereas if you're taking a haircut on Friday, everyone realizes that this is for Shabbos. The clothing may be for some other time, it's just that you happen to be making use of Erev Shabbos and you're having time to go and sew. Therefore, they were matir, giving a haircut for money, because that would not take away the shame of kovet Shabbos from it. Everyone would still consider it kovet Shabbos, as opposed to clothing, where if you're sewing or doing alterations, there if you would take money for it, people would not think that you're doing it l'kovet Shabbos, but that you're doing it for parnasa only. The Gra argues with this particular halacha, but Rov Achronim follow the Ramah and say that you can take a haircut. The Mishnah Brewer brings up the inyan that says that the Arizal was not miskaleach after mincha. So the Mishnah Brewer says that that's a mistake. This is not an Erev Shabbos halacha. Once the Zman mincha came, the Arizal did not take a haircut without davening mincha first, even though it was l'kovet Shabbos. But once he took his hair, once he davened mincha, there's no problem. The issue was mincha, because you're not supposed to take a haircut samach l'mincha, because you may forget, you may get involved there, something may break, and you'll miss mincha. So what he was machmer was to daven mincha first, but once he davened mincha, he would take a haircut, even Erev Shabbos afternoon. Further, v'yeshla adam l'mayt ksas b'limudo be'erev Shabbos k'dei sheyachin tzarchei Shabbos. A person should even cut down from his learning in order that he have more time to prepare for Shabbos, which is why in many places they're not kovei yeshiva on erev Shabbos, so that people will have time to prepare for Shabbos. The Makor, the source that's quoted here, the Mishnah Berurah says is inaccurate. However, he agrees that lamaisa, a person should cut down a bit on their learning in order to accommodate having more time to prepare for Shabbos.